Praised be Jesus and Mary. What our Lord tells his disciples in today's gospel, he tells us. Blessed are your eyes. That see what we see and to hear what we heard, because many prophets and kings longed to see the Messiah and longed to hear his teaching. And we see our Lord in the most holy Eucharist, the same Jesus. We hear his words taught to us, passed down through the scriptures and his church. And those words and by our Lord in today's gospel, telling his disciples, you know, this was the journey he told them not to take joy in their own success, even the spiritual ones. He makes clear that the true source of our joy is God himself and God alone. You know, regardless of the circumstances, in good times and in bad times, in success or even in failure, God always assures us of victory in Jesus, and Jesus himself assures his disciples that he has all power over evil, including the power of Satan and the evil spirits who conspire against us. In fact, you know, that's why Jesus came into the world, to overthrow the evil one, St. John tells us. And St. John assures us that we too, as disciples of Jesus, have been given spiritual authority and power for overcoming the works of darkness and evil. Notice St. John says, the works of darkness and evil. You know, we should never think that we have any power over the devil in and of ourselves. It's through the power of God within us that that we're able to overcome temptations. Jesus contrasts intellectual pride with childlike simplicity and humility. The simple of heart are like children in the sense that they see purely, you know, without pretense, and acknowledge their dependence and their trust in one who is greater and wiser and more trustworthy. You know, they seek one thing, the greatest good, who of course is God himself. And simplicity of heart is linked with humility, because humility inclines the heart towards grace and truth. Just as pride is the root of every sin and evil, so humility is the only soil in which the grace of God can take root. You know, it alone has the right attitude before God and allows him as God to do everything. You know, God opposes the proud, we're told in Proverbs and St. James, but he gives grace to the humble. The grace of Christ-like humility inclines us to God and disposes us, you know, to receive God's wisdom. Nothing can give us greater joy than the knowledge that we're God's beloved children. And he tells us to rejoice in this rather than in anything else, that we are loved by God and that our names are written in heaven. And today, on this first Saturday, the Feast of St. Faustina, we celebrate a votive mass of Our Lady of Mercy, through whom all grace and mercy are dispensed to us.